Na liniji nas čeka naš upatovani gost i žurnalista Brian Gallagher iz Velike Britanije.
Tonight's special guest is none other but Brian Gallagher, British journalist who is watching court proceedings of UN War Crimes Tribunal in Hague. Good evening, Brian, and welcome again to Croatian Info radio program Toronto.
Hello, Boris. It's a great pleasure to be here again.
On Wednesday, February 7th, Croatian freelance journalist Domagoj Margetić was sentenced by UN War Crimes Tribunal to 3 months in jail and €10,000 fine for publishing the already public list of protected witnesses from Blaškić case. He is second journalist to be charged, tried and found guilty. Is it reasonable to assume that after this verdict, there is a danger that other journalists may be tried and found guilty if they criticize this court? If they reveal the truth to the public?
Yes, I think so. I think this is basically a political judgment, and it has everything to do with the fact that Margetić is a great critic of the tribunal. I mean, as you pointed out, this list was effectively made public in the Jovic trial, and the tribunal are now claiming that it was already made secret in a previous trial. But that didn't stop them from entering it into evidence in the Jovic trial. They didn't say it was secret, but there you are. So we have a very strange situation now where if a journalist is covering a trial, it's quite possible that some of the material that is discussed or the evidence that is presented is secret. But the journalist doesn't know if it's secret or not. So you have to now guess. This is quite ludicrous, of course. And of course it can be distorted and used in a way to entrap journalists who are critical of the tribunal. And with the Gotovina case coming up, which of course, as you and your listeners are aware, is a case that is pretty much without foundation, I think the tribunal would like Croatian journalists, or journalists more generally, not to look too deeply into it.
So this list was made previously public by someone in the prosecutor's office by error or serious neglect. And so the real reason behind the whole setup is just to catch the journalists that criticize the court proceedings. Is that right? I'm just trying to repeat it for our listeners.
Yes, I think so, yes. I mean, they claim that the list, although they effectively made it public, was secret in a previous trial and somehow Margetić and everybody else should somehow know this, which of course is ludicrous. If it was intended to be secret, they should say it's secret. You can't have a situation where you have open trials and then go back and say, well, actually some of that was secret. I mean, it's secret nonsense. And of course it's only used against Margetić, who of course is a very strong critic of the tribunal. And I have no doubt that that's why he was found guilty and imprisoned, in fact.
Yes.
Without doubt, that is why it happened.
Why Margetić's lawyer couldn't enter defense into evidence? Was he incapable of presenting the facts, or was he not allowed entering facts into court evidence?
Margetić's lawyer, I saw the summing up, and as far as I could see, he entered all the evidence. The evidence was simply disregarded by the judges, as far as I can see. They took no notice of it, basically.
What Margetić revealed was no joke. This concerns entire global society, I think. For example, he states that some names of protected witnesses on the list were names of individuals connected to Islamic terrorism. Would you say that this was the embarrassing truth that prosecution didn't want public to know regarding Blaškić case?
Yes, I think that there's probably a great deal of truth in that. Of course, you or I can't verify what Domagoj Margetić said is true. That's the problem. Nobody can verify what he said is true because that list is conveniently made secret, and he's been prosecuted for it. So now, what I found interesting was that in the judge's summing up of the verdict, he didn't mention this. So that, I think, again, a very, very interesting thing, because it's clear that the tribunal don't want to discuss this matter. Again, obviously, I'm not in a position to say whether Margetić is telling the truth, or rather, has he got it right? But I think this has a lot to do with it, because of course if Margetić is telling the truth, that is a major scandal, and I think it's an issue that the tribunal would much rather not discuss. So I think that in part may well have motivated this prosecution.
So what kind of message has the tribunal is really sending to all of us by sentencing Margetić?
the message they're sending is don't criticize us or else.
Yes.
I think that's the basic message, isn't it? It's nothing to do with witness protection or anything like this. If they were that keen on witness protection, they wouldn't have entered it into evidence in the Jurevich case, because as far as I'm aware, it had no bearing on the case at all. And of course, let's not forget, it was the prosecution who gave Domagoj Margetic that list in the first place.
Yes.
So, you know, they obviously weren't that bothered about it, if they're just giving it out nilly-willy. And it was, you know, and just so your listeners are not confused, the reason why they gave Margetic the list was, if I'm correct, to help him in a previous prosecution, because they tried to prosecute him previously, and that prosecution failed completely.
Yes.
And I think, again, that's something your listeners need to know, because, again, I think they were very angry that they lost against Margetic the first time round.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very keen to go after him again.
Yes, to get him. I was looking at a petition to free Margetic. There is about 280 signatures so far, and most of signers are accusing Hague Tribunal of bias, of not capturing real war criminals Mladic and Karadzic, for using alleged war criminal Savstrbac as their advisor, for covering truth, and one gentleman went so far as stating that it is evident now that by sentencing Margetic, present Croatia is nothing else but a common, ordinary colony. Do you agree with that?
I think the problem here is that Croatia is just too small a country to be able to stand up to the tribunal in any way, shape or form. I think it's only big countries like the United Kingdom, France, the United States can stand up to the tribunal, and that's where people like you or I would come in, because we're citizens of Western powers, and therefore we can make public what's happening here in the case of Margetic. And certainly when you say that Karadzic and Margetic are still free, I think this is quite a major point. I think it's incredible that somehow Karadzic and Margetic are still free, but they're still able to get hold of some Croatian journalist and put him in prison.
Yes.
For 2 or 3 months. I mean, it just beggars belief. You know, they're not capable of getting those two guys. They blame the international community for not arresting them or whatever. But somehow they're still able to get people like Margetic, or indeed Zinogotovina. Somehow they're able to get him, but not Mladic and Karadzic. I mean,
yes.
I think it's just not credible. It really isn't credible.
It isn't, because in the beginning they weren't set up to chase journalists, but war criminals.
That's right. And I would say that if we went back in time, back in 1993, 1994, when the tribunal was being set up, and you could look at the future and see that, you know, they failed to get the major war criminals. They completely messed up the Milosevic trial, and then the best they can do is somehow get hold of these journalists or whatever. I think a lot of people just wouldn't have bothered to set the thing up in the first place.
That's the way it looks.
I think it's completely failed in its purpose.
Yes.
Without doubt.
Yes, that's true. Well, we're not going to take much of your time anymore for this time. Thank you for being with us tonight. And as usual, to end the interview, I ask for your message to listeners of Croatian Information Radio Program.
Well, I think my message is, if people listen to this are disturbed by this entire Margetic case, two things they can do. Firstly, they can find the petition you mentioned. You can find the direct link to it. I think it's on the Croatian Worldwide Association's web page, which I think is
yes.
www.croatianworldwideassociation.com. And the other thing they can do is they can write to their political representatives about this and say, look, this is what's going on. Or they can write to any journalist they know, or to media organizations. And information about the Margetic case, you can find it again at the Croatian Worldwide Association website, but you can also find it on the website where you'll find a lot of my articles, which is www.croatiafocus.com.
Yes.
And that will have links to all the documents which show that Margetic is very, very innocent. And it's worth mentioning that the tribunal spokesman back in August, he actually said that the list was made public. He used those words, made public, in court. So if the tribunal's own employees think it was made public, then why has he been put in prison?
Yes.
He's making exactly the same assumption in Alfred.
Yes,
so
it is.
That's why my message to your listeners is, if they were annoyed by it, had signed the petition, but also get hold of their political representatives and start trying to do something about this.
They should. Okay. I wish you a lot of success in your future endeavors. I hope that we'll talk soon. Good night and God bless.
I'm very pleased to have been on your program.
Thank you.
Okay. Evo bio je to Brian Gallagher, novinar iz Velike Britanije. Potpišite peticiju za Domagoja Margetića. Možete ići direktno na web stranicu www.gopetition in support of Domagoj Margetić ili dođite na stranicu Briana Gallaghera www.croatiafocus.com ili na www.croatianworldwideassociation.com gdje ćete naći link za peticiju. Molimo, potpišite se za oslobađanje Domagoja Margetića. A vi koji ne možete se služiti internetom, možete doći u ured Hrvatskog informativnog radija i potpisati peticiju.